Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Peanut Butter Promise Power Encouragement Podcast. My name is Steve.
I'm Charlene.
And I'm Dayton.
And first of all, let's define what the Peanut Butter Promise is, shall we? The Peanut Butter Promise says we're each born with every talent, ability, and gift, and just the right personality, necessary desire to fulfill a unique and meaningful purpose. Today, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the seven powers of the Peanut Butter Promise. One of them is priorities. And Dayton, when you think of priorities, what do you think of?
Something that is worth focusing on and trying to achieve.
Okay. Charlene?
And no matter what your focus is on that, that you continue to make that the top of your thoughts as you're doing whatever it is you're trying to do.
Those are two great answers, but sometimes an illustration can work better. And let me just illustrate a story about priorities. When I was sitting with Robert Brooks, when my first book, Leap of Faith, God Must Be a Packer Fan, was released, I said, Robert, when did it occur to you this Packer thing is pretty cool? You know, that team that plays at Lambeau Field. He said, wow. Well, he said, one day I caught this pass from Brett Favre and I went to the back of the end zone and he said, all of a sudden a spur of the moment, he jumped. And he landed in the front row of Lambeau Field. And that's what this looked like. There's Robert right there in the front row of Lambeau Field. And he said, Steve, it was the most incredible thing. He said, I landed in the lap of this lady, blonde, about 70. He said she had this cheesehead hat on, big smile, smelled like a perfume factory. He said, popcorn's falling down, whatever. And he said, you know, in Lambeau Field, there's not supposed to be any empty seats. And all of a sudden, I noticed this empty seat to this lady's left. And before I jumped out, I said, ma'am, who belongs in that seat? She said, my husband. He said, where is he? She said, he died. And he's like, oh, man, he felt stupid in that moment. You know, gives his condolences, is going to get out. But all of a sudden, he sees two seats to her right that are empty. He said, who belongs in these seats? She said, my kids. Robert said, where are they? She said, at the funeral.
Oh, my.
Now.
We see where her priorities are.
Exactly. No. Misplaced priorities. Yeah, and so many times, we do not fill our purpose because of misplaced priorities. So we are going to talk about that in just a little bit here. The seven powers of the Peanut Butter Promise are purpose, passion, plan and action, perseverance. Then we have positive attitude, personal development, and priorities. So let's talk about purpose. I know when you were both young, you had things birthing in you, what you wanted to do. Charlene, what did that look like for you as a little girl?
When I was a little girl and wanted to do something, I actually was more of a teacher person. I would learn things and then I'd want to show somebody else, you know? So it was kind of like I'd play school with my little brother and little sister. And of course I was the teacher.
You were.
I put all the problems on the piece of paper and I'd hand them out to the students. And when they didn't get it right, I got to use the big red pen and I got to mark it wrong.
What did you want to do?
I was wanting to be on the radio. I was listening to the radio. I was pretending to be the guy introducing songs. I was recording things and putting them together to make it sound like a story. So I've always been interested in stuff like this. And now I'm still doing it today. It's
and
awesome.
And I can relate to that, too.
Yeah.
In order to be good at what we do, we have to have passion. And when you think of passion, who do you think of, buddy?
Steve Irwin.
Yeah, the crocodile hunter.
That guy was full of passion. Lived his life to the fullest, doing what he loved to do. It was awesome.
You know who I think of, too? Remember that crazy guy on Home Makeover, that Ty Pennington or whatever?
Oh, yes.
He loved what he was doing.
This Steve here has been doing this for a long time, and you never give up, man. Every time I think you're going to be like done, you're like, nope, got a new one. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go.
And you know, he keeps searching and looking for things. You're right. He keeps searching and looking for ways to do it even better. Yeah. You know, or do it differently, but do it better.
Well, thank you. I'll give you guys an hour to stop that there.
Well,
the third power is the power of plan and action. And you know, if someone were to tell us, hey, take a trip down to Atlanta. I mean, I think I could get us there in about 2 days, but if we took a map, we'd maybe get there in about 24 hours. And plan and action, where the Peanut Butter Promise is concerned, is really about goals, you know, and it's so important to know how you're going to accomplish something, Dayton. What do you do as far as goals?
I think there's a word in there that says and. So you can set your goals and you can figure out what you want to do with your life, which goes back to your passion, probably, if you're smart. Do what you love to do, right? Don't plan on doing something you don't like to do. So you take that passion, you figure out how you can implement it, but then you have to act.
Yeah,
That's the big thing.
You know, and back in the old days, we used to have these road maps, and you just kind of went 30 miles north and over there, and now they have GPSs, and if you want to go somewhere, you tell the GPS, and so I guess the for the Peanut Butter Promise, the plan in action is kind of that GPS system there. Mm-hmm. The fourth one is the power of perseverance. Mm-hmm. Charlene, when you think about perseverance, what do you think about?
I was just outside and I saw a monarch butterfly. And that monarch is so beautiful. And there are so many right now. I think about the butterfly. I think about how it started, you know, as a caterpillar. It was just a little larvae, you know, and then it'd crawl. We would go on walks. Remember where we lived in the past? And we'd go for walks and there'd be all these little fuzzy caterpillars going across the walk. And they would just be slowly going across. And when we come back to the path, it'd be to the other side of the sidewalk. But they'd go so slow. But I realized that when I was a little girl, I had a caterpillar and I caught it and I put it in, on a stick and stuck it in a jar. And I shut the jar, you know, fed it some grass and stuff. And all of a sudden it started making a cocoon. And I remember watching it build the cocoon and it build and it build. And it looked like it put itself in a big ball of yarn. It didn't come out. And it didn't come out. And I thought, how long is this going to take? And I would keep asking my mom, well, when's it going to come through? And she said, you just have to wait. It takes time. It takes time for the caterpillar to change. The caterpillar is not going to be a caterpillar when it comes out. And I said, okay, I understand that. Well, one day I saw a hole coming out of that cocoon, and the most beautiful butterfly came out of that cocoon. But that caterpillar had to stay inside and continue to fight and continue to push and continue to grow and continue to change until it was time. But when it was time, boy, was it beautiful.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful story of perseverance.
That story has two things of perseverance. You had to persevere and not mess with it.
Exactly.
And you had to wait and wait. And
you know, and I could have ruined the process had I not waited and gone inside and said, here, let me help you. Would have come out with this little wimp, you know, and it wouldn't have lived.
You persevered.
I did.
Stood strong waited.
I did it.
And, you know, so many times it is a matter of taking one more step. You know, if you have that dream, you have that goal, don't give up on it. Keep on going, because many times it is just right around the corner, which brings us to Peanut Butter Promise power number five here, which is a positive attitude. And many of the experts in the personal growth field, and we here at the Peanut Butter Promise, believe that if you know what your purpose is and you have a positive attitude with that plan, you know, you can get there too. And a positive attitude can help you do everything, but it can help you do things a lot better than if you didn't have a positive attitude.
Exactly. And it also helps the people around you that are trying to help you get to where you're trying to get to. You know, if you have a positive attitude, it rubs off. Yeah. If they see you in a good mood, no matter what comes your way, and you're kind of like, well, that happens, you know, and you move on, they're going to do the same thing, thinking, well, then it's no big deal and we shouldn't get too upset about it. I've learned that through children. If I'm an example in front of my children and I'm negative all the time, my children are going to be negative. I came out of the blue one time and said something, and I heard my son repeat it, and I said, oh my, I can never do that again. I always have to say the positive thing rather than the negative.
So. Dayton, what do you think of?
Well, I'm amazed. I think my boss one day said to me, how do you keep smiling? Why are you always so happy? And I'm like, well, what's the other option?
Yeah,
I can be here and I can be miserable, or I can make the best of it and know that I can control what I can control, and the rest of it will work itself out eventually, but I'm going to be happy.
Exactly.
Because that's what I choose to be.
You know, you just said it. That is a big deal. We need to stay on this point. Having a positive or a negative attitude is a choice.
Yeah, it is.
You know, don't talk about, oh, this happened to me. It happens to all of us. It's how we react to what happens to us. But yes, the true Peanut Butter Promise players have a positive attitude.
Right.
The next one is personal development. And personal development is basically that time that you will take during the day to watch or listen or read something inspirational. Dayton, what do you do?
That's how I start my day. So I'm in radio, and every morning I have 5 to 6 email newsletters that come in that I read through before I start my day. Mm-hmm. What's happening in the industry? What's happening in media in general? What's happening in the world? You get yourself updated and you learn every day before you start your day. There's books that I read at night before I go to bed. You know, if you're not learning, your brain is deteriorating. If you're not building it, it's just going to waste. So you keep feeding it. And feed it with the right stuff.
Right.
Exactly.
We've talked about this before. The right things in the mind is what helps you succeed.
Yep. Charlene?
And I agree with that. What you put into your mind, whether it's music or it's reading or it's listening to something, the thing is that it all goes inside. and it goes somewhere. My books of choice, you know, are more positive and more motivating. And that's another reason your personal development is very important. What you read, what you eat, what you drink, what you do, how much water do you drink a day? Mm-hmm. I've been told that that really helps me a lot. I started doing it, and guess what? It helps me a lot. I feel a lot better drinking more water during the day. I found that when I don't, I get dehydrated, I get sluggish, I get tired, and it changes my mood and everything. So I have to constantly be on target with developing my health
and
as well.
And I want to just affirm what Dayton does. You know, if you will start the first part of your day with something positive, and if it can be in your area of expertise, that's a bonus, because people do not understand how quickly you can become a quote-unquote expert in your area of expertise. I believe Brian Tracy was the one who said, look, if you just read an hour a day, take off on the weekends 5 hours, I mean, within 5 years, you'll be an expert in your field. You'll be an authority. In Dayton, you are. That's where we're trying to go with all this stuff, because this birthed, you know, many, many moons ago. But positive attitude, very, very important as the personal development we talk about. But you got to have the positive attitude while you're going through is what we're talking about. Power of priorities. Priorities, what things are most important to us. Now, I think it's so important for us to back up what we say is important to us. Exactly. I mean, I can say, oh, Dayton, you know, you're really important to me. I value our friendship. And then I text him once a month or something like that. So very, very important. Now, let me just tip you off here. In an upcoming podcast here, we're going to be talking about the 7 categories of the Peanut Butter Promise. Mm-hmm. And faith is the first one. Family is the second. Friends, the third. And financial. So when we talk about priorities, that's kind of the order we, and it doesn't mean that that's exactly the way they should be. That's just what the Peanut Butter Promise have found.
Right.
I have certainly found, Charlene and I have found that for us, faith, family, and then our friends, and we'll throw finances and work in there, work, your area of service. And I don't know about you, Dayton, but when I used to get those, and still do get those kittywampus, things can fly out of control, and they can fly out of control fast.
Oh, yeah. It's very easy when you don't put your priorities in the right order to see things get messed up. It's like, it was almost like we're meant to do it that way. I wonder if there's a plan somewhere that somebody put together for us.
Yeah.
The interesting thing for me is if you look at where you spend your time and your money, and you're going to see where your priorities are.
Yeah. Right.
Those two things especially. Where are you spending your time and where are you spending your money?
Exactly.
Because that'll show you.
No question.
What's the priority?
I think what you just said is a checkbook register is a pretty darn good indicator where your priorities are. Charlene,
exactly.
Priorities.
You know, and like you said, Steve, we start out our mornings very special. We make sure that we take time with God and we take time with each other before we start our day. And if we are in a rush and we have to get things done, we do it quickly, you know, but we make sure that that's there. With everything that life brings you and things that we've been through in our past, it's important that you get that right. You get your priorities right, or you're going to learn the hard way. You're going to make a lot of mistakes, and you're going to do a lot of things that are going to hinder your meeting your purpose. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part where I think it's very important that we always set our priorities. And if you don't know what your priorities are, sit down one day and just really think about what do you want your priorities to be, and then write it down. And
there you go. Again, we go to choice.
That's
it's
right.
It's a choice. Your
exactly.
attitude's a choice. Your priorities are
exactly.
a choice. You are in control. And if you can figure out what those are, it gets a lot easier, too.
And back to plan and action, it will bring change. It'll bring good change. You will know who you are and what you want to achieve.
Yep, good stuff. This has been the 7 powers of the Peanut Butter Promise. And what I want to leave you with here is, what is true success where this Peanut Butter Promise philosophy is concerned? It is keeping your priorities in order and your integrity intact as you use those talents, abilities, and gifts to fulfill your purpose. So I guess in the closing seconds here, it gives me a little bit of comfort knowing that true success is a direction. Now, we have to work it out, but it really so much is about who we are, not necessarily what we're doing.
Right. But it is also, when you talk about success, it is the journey too.
Amen.
I think so many people look at the end goal, and if I'm not here, I didn't do what I'm set out to do. That's
right.
Not the case. If you're doing what you want to do and you're going down a path And it's enjoyable, and you're fulfilling your purpose, and you're doing what God put you on this earth to do. Just because you didn't get to the X at the end of the map doesn't mean you didn't do it right.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, too, you didn't give up when it got hard.
Right.
Because it's not always easy. There is just some points that are not that easy.
Yep.
And you're going to have to face those challenges, but the challenges will make you stronger. Remember the caterpillar.
No question about that. If you want to learn more about who we are, what we do, about us, about Dayton, you can go to peanutbutterpromise.com. We also have some social media outlets where we'd like you to friend us too, Dayton.
Well, of course, Facebook, where the whole world seems to live. We're there. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram, YouTube, where you're watching this right now, if you're watching. SoundCloud, if you're listening, we're there. And wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. And if you know anybody who needs this sort of infectious optimism, encouragement, then you're in the right place. For Dayton and Charlene, I'm Steve. Make it a great Peanut Butter Promise Day.